cryptocurrency may not have a physical manifestation in the real world, but efforts to secure this digital money can have quite the environmental footprint, which a Finger Lakes community has discovered as a result of nearby digital mining for Bitcoin. To explain this environmental issue, including local oversight and how it affects the state's effort to combat climate change, we're joined by Yvonne Taylor, Vice President of Seneca Lake Guardian, a nonprofit organization that works to preserve the health of the Finger Lakes. So can you give us some history about Greenwich Generation, a power plant located on the west coast of Seneca Lake? And in terms of its background, can you talk a little bit about its sale, I think about a decade ago, and the transition to what it is today?
So the Greenwich facility was a coal-fired power plant that sits along the shore of Seneca Lake, and it was mothballed. It closed and later reopened with the notion that it would just serve as a peaker plant to supply power to the public in times of high demand. It was granted an economic development award of $2 million to transition the facility from a coal-fired power plant to a gas-fired plant. And that was converted, and it was in operation, only functioning at about 6% capacity, which no one really thought too much about. But then soon it transitioned into a Bitcoin mining facility where they installed about 7,900 Bitcoin machines. And when it did that, their air emissions increased tenfold. So we have become very concerned about this. And now the Greenwich facility wants to increase those Bitcoin mining machines to about 30,000 Bitcoin machines.
How much power is the facility expecting to use in the future if it does expand its Bitcoin mining operation? And how does that compare to what it's using right now?
Their stated plan is to expand 25-fold using at least 500 megawatts of power in Dresden and elsewhere by 2025. And obviously, the more energy it generates, you know, the more the emissions rise. Earth Justice, in a letter to the Department of Environmental Conservation, has estimated that if the plant runs near its full capacity, CO2 equivalent emissions will soar to over 1 million tons a year, or 65% above its current air permit.
Now, this site was the subject of a local planning board meeting on Monday. What was up for consideration then, and what was the decision there from the local officials?
The only thing that was in the way of Greenwich building out its Bitcoin operation on Seneca Lake was the Town of Torrey Planning Board decision whether or not to approve or reject their site plan application. And sadly, the Planning Board last night, despite the pleas from residents and concerned community members of the Finger Lakes and organizations like mine, voted 4-1 to approve Greenwich's site plan application.
And does that get the ball rolling on that expansion that you were talking about earlier and the exponential increase in power use?
I'm afraid so, yes. However, Seneca Lake Guardian, in conjunction with the Committee to Preserve the Finger Lakes and the Sierra Club Atlantic Chapter, does have an Article 78 lawsuit filed against the town for their failure to really adequately follow the seeker or environmental review process. But sadly, that does not stop Greenwich from commencing their build out.
Over the weekend, the State Department of Environmental Conservation released a statement saying they were closely monitoring the operations of the Greenwich facility. What do you think of the oversight by DEC, at least up until this point?
Between you and I and a few listeners, I think it's a joke. The permits that were issued to Greenwich did not require any environmental review. What the DEC did was simply reissue the old coal-fired plant permits to Greenwich. In those permit limitations, Greenwich is permitted to withdraw 139 million gallons of our drinking water per day and then discharge it back into Seneca Lake at the amount of 134 million gallons of water at temperatures up to 108 degrees Fahrenheit into a trout stream that feeds back into Seneca Lake. Now, trout get stressed at temperatures above 70 degrees. And this is even, this is DEC's own study that we're relying on for this data. And, you know, the other problem is that harmful algal blooms, which are toxic to both humans and pets, are increased as temperature of water increases. We've already had problems in Seneca Lake and the rest of the Finger Lakes with harmful algal blooms. And this hot water discharge can very negatively impact our drinking water and the municipalities who rely on providing that to their communities. You know, if something happens to Seneca Lake, we're talking about devastation for municipalities trying to provide potable water to their communities at great expense. The Finger Lakes relies heavily on its agricultural and tourism-driven industry, which generates $3 billion into New York's income annually and supports 58,000 jobs. And their air permit, again, it's lenient. DEC is doing literally nothing in terms of oversight of this facility. They haven't even encouraged them to install the wedge wire screens that are required on their intake pipe, which would prevent trout and other aquatic life from being sucked up into a giant fish blender and you know, killing off our aquatic life. It's an outrage.
You're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're discussing a controversial gas power plant in the Finger Lakes that's being used for Bitcoin mining, and our guest is Yvonne Taylor, Vice President of Seneca Lake Guardian. So if you had your druthers, what would the state DEC be doing now or have already done?
I think the DEC needs to step in and require a full environmental review and insist on an adjudicatory hearing to listen to community members and organizations like mine about the issues that we've raised.
A spokesman for the plant has said that the plant is always going to be in compliance with environmental rules and they're always going to follow the regulations that they have to follow and everything they do is going to be protective of the lake at all times. And they've been dismissive of, you know, some of the legal challenges and maneuverings that have been done so far to try to slow them down or prevent them from expanding, basically saying that, you know, you guys have tried and, you know, you've failed. So give it up. What's your reaction to that and their argument that, you know, we have a right to be here?
You know, boy, I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. It's a bunch of hogwash. Greenwich is admittedly within their permitted allowances. However, those permitted allowances are outrageously damaging to our environment. And frankly, burning more fossil fuels to make fake money in the midst of climate change is absolutely insane. So regardless of what they want to say, they've got a lot of money to make here. Their profit is about $250,000 a day. They really don't care about much more than that. And they're not there to stay. Bitcoin, I don't believe, is going to be something that is a long-lasting scheme. particularly because of its energy-intensive requirements.
Through the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which the state adopted in 2019, New York has established very aggressive greenhouse gas reduction goals for itself for 2030 and 2050. From your perspective, if the Cuomo administration was serious about hitting those goals, do you think they would be really cracking down on the Greenwich facility?
Absolutely. The Greenwich facility lies in the face of the CLCPA, and it is a test case for Governor Cuomo. If he's genuinely concerned about climate change and reducing air emissions, he will intervene and do something about this project and the other projects that are on the pipeline, no pun intended, to go into similar operations as what we're having happen here on Seneca Lake.
What's your message to other communities, predominantly in upstate areas, which might have fossil fuel-based power plants and are considering supporting the development of Bitcoin mining because, you know, they see there's an economic potential here with regards to maybe a dormant plant coming back online and maybe the chance for some sort of job growth?
The problem is that also in a letter from Earth Justice to the DEC, they listed out about 30 power plants in New York that have the potential to mine Bitcoin. As a matter of fact, last Friday, we learned that a facility in North Tonawanda just submitted an application very similar to the one Greenwich did to the Public Service Commission. So this is an issue not only for New York, frankly, but also nationwide. Communities from Plattsburgh, New York, all the way to Missoula, Montana, are facing Bitcoin mining and other similar data-related centers. The communities need to really think about the risk versus the reward. Number one, we talked about the air emissions and how, you know, nobody is immune to climate change and the impacts of climate change. The Finger Lakes included just had devastating floods in 2014 and 2018. Is it worth that to your communities to add to the problem of climate change in the midst of a climate crisis and more severe storms? Noise is also a big issue. On Seneca Lake, neighbors nearby, even operating at 13%, who have property on Seneca Lake, the noise from those machines are drowning out songbirds and the gentle lapping of water on the lake. And you've got particulate matter from a gas-fired power plant. These are all things that they need to consider, in addition to the fact that Bitcoin mining machines are generally fully automated. So it's not going to bring in a lot of jobs. So I would recommend communities act now.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Our guest has been Yvonne Taylor. She's the vice president of Seneca Lake Guardian, a nonprofit organization that works to preserve the health of the Finger Lakes. Yvonne, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.